I'm America Meredith Dagwadoa, Jijaliki Ale Ji Uganasta. I'm Cherokee and Swedish. I am enrolled in the Cherokee Nation. I'm just so grateful that Amonia Lewis was on the Start Show because she's the first Native woman to ever make it in the international art world. She was a success, but she's also the first African-American woman to make it in the international art world. Her family was both Canadian and from New York, and she became orphan, she and her brother. So she was raised by her aunts, and she was Ojibwe. So she grew up in that environment. And then her brother, he ended up becoming quite wealthy going west to Montana in the Gold Rush days. He was a barber. Her brother was able to help fund her to send her to Oberlin College. She had this incredible academic 19th century art education. And her passion was sculpture. She wanted to go to Italy. So this was completely her dream, her desire, and was able ultimately to fulfill her dream and go to Italy. She spoke Ojibwe. She didn't really ever quite become proficient in English, but she became completely fluent in Italian. And she maintained a studio at the height of her career. She hired 9 assistants. Ulysses S. Grant, the president, when he went to Rome, he commissioned her to make a sculpture. So she really made a name for herself being a Black Native woman sculptor. In the 1896, the exhibition in Philadelphia, she created this massive, incredible piece of the death of Cleopatra. It didn't win, but it was like the talk of the show. So this woman was really incredible and very well known during her lifetime. So she was incredibly savvy, incredibly successful in her own time frame. And she was written about during her time frame. And then what happens so much with women artists is even though they're successful in their time frame, they don't fit the narrative, so they start getting erased. I think it's important to be keenly aware that many women artists were successful, but then being written into the art historical canon is a completely different story.